With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The writer Jamaica Kincaid.
This is how to sew on a button. This is how to make a buttonhole for the button you have just sewed on. This is how to hem a dress when you see the hem coming down, and so to prevent yourself from looking like the slut I know you're so bent on becoming.
Jamaica Kincaid, reading from her first published work of fiction, Girl, which appeared in The New Yorker in 1978. Kincaid has published 4 books, 3 of them fiction, tiny jewels that reflect her vivid childhood on the island of Antigua.
I do remember that I was considered lazy and a daydreamer, but now I can see that what I was doing was taking notes.
Jamaica Kincaid was also blessed and criticized for having too good a memory.
When I started to write, I knew instantly that the details of not only my life and my past, but everybody I knew and how we came to be the way we were would always haunt me, and I'd always drawn it.
Farrar, Straus & Giroux published her most recent novel last year, Lucy, the story of a young girl who leaves her native Antigua to work as a servant for a family in New York. The story parallels Kincaid's own life, and the Lucy in Jamaica Kincaid's novel is not the most pleasant of young women.
I sort of rather like people who are difficult to like, and I'm difficult to like, I think. I always expect people won't like me, because why should they? I like myself very much, but I don't see why anyone should agree with me.
Jamaica Kincaid lives with her husband and children in Vermont, but doesn't rule out the possibility of returning to Antigua to stay. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The writer Jamaica Kincaid had a kind of identity crisis 10 years after leaving her native Antigua to live in the United States. She was born in 1949 as Elaine Potter Richardson.
The other name I used to be, the name my parents gave me, was sort of someone waiting to disappear.
And it disappeared the day she decided to write.
I didn't think that my parents, the people I come from, the place I'm from, would understand my writing.
Further, Jamaica Kincaid had no assurance of success.
I didn't want them to know that it was me. If it didn't work out, if it was bad, I had no thought that it would succeed. I just knew I wanted to do it, and I wanted to do it in a kind of privacy.
Kincaid left Antigua as a teenager to work as a live-in babysitter in New York.
But if I had remained as the housemaid, the nursemaid, for the rest of my life, no one would have been surprised by it.
Kincaid earned her high school diploma, worked at secretarial jobs, and one day was encouraged by a staff member at the New Yorker to submit some notes she had written about a West Indian carnival.
It appeared in the magazine. I read it, and I thought, this is my writing.
Kincaid's work then appeared regularly in the New Yorker and led to the publication of her first book of stories, At the Bottom of the River. Last year, Farrar, Straus & Giroux published her novel, Lucy, the story of a determined young woman from Antigua who makes a new life in America. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Perhaps the biggest single influence in the life of writer Jamaica Kincaid was her mother, a dynamic and imperious Antiguan woman.
It was impossible for me not to love her and love the things that are wonderful about her and also hate the things that are not so wonderful about her. I mean, she's actually just sort of inspires very strong feelings in everyone, and in me, the strongest.
Jamaica Kincaid's mother returns again and again in Kincaid's stories, and not in the most flattering light. Kincaid's first published fiction was a story in which a young girl is given a series of instructions by her mother.
This is how you set a table for lunch. This is how you set a table for breakfast. This is how to behave in the presence of men who don't know you very well, and this way they won't recognize immediately the slut I have warned you against becoming.
Jamaica Kincaid says her friends and family back in Antigua are baffled at what she does.
They would have understood it better if I had been a cricketer. The world's greatest cricketer at the moment is a man from Antigua named Vivian Richards. And if I had done that, that would have been understood. Or if I had been Madonna or something, that would have been understood.
Kincaid says that in writing, she's her own psychiatrist.
Trying to find meaning in the world, really, through the small events in my own life.
Jamaica Kincaid has published 4 books, the latest a novel called Lucy. And she says that may be all she'll write. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.